This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Keith Castle, C-A-S-T-L-E. Date was March 17, 2022. Place was Packard Assisted Living. The paragraph, Mr. Castle was seen after hospitalization due to confusion, period. He was standing in the hall shaking and not speaking, period. He improved gradually with time, and there's no major changes in his overall medicines, period. He denies any pain, period. He has hypertension, but that's controlled, period. He has COPD, and he gets short of breath easily, period. However, he's doing better now, and is not short of breath, period. He has diabetes mellitus, and sugars are stable. There is no polyuria or polydipsia. And he denies paresthesias, period. His gait is a bit shuffling, period. He does have a history of paranoid schizophrenia, but that seems to be a bit better controlled when seen, period. He was coherent, period. He also has a diagnosis of dementia without major behavioral symptoms, period. His hypertension is controlled, there's no headache or chest pain, period. He has chronic diastolic heart failure and some edema. It's not as severe now, period. He denies other new complaints, period. In paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no major complaints. ENT, no sore throat, earache, respiratory. Intermittent dyspnea, but better than it had been at other times. No cough or phlegm. Cardiovascular, no chest pain, no palpitations. GI, no vomiting, vomiting or bleeding. Do you notice urea or other complaints? Musculoskeletal slight edema, no cyanosis or clubbing, no acute joint inflammation. In terms of past history, chronic hepatitis C, unspecified as essential hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, obesity, paranoid schizophrenia, essential hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, dementia, chronic diastolic heart failure, history of frequent falls, thrombocytopenia, leg edema, tardive dyskinesia, history of alcohol use disorder and tobacco use disorder, and paranoid schizophrenia. New paragraph, family history, both parents are deceased and he could not tell me exactly how. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed now. He's less ill appearing. Blood pressure 118 over 74. Pulse 72, respiratory 16. Head and neck. Pupil decline reaction light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular lumens intact. All mucosa is normal. Ears normal inspection. Neck, no nodes, no mass, lungs, slightly diminished breath sounds cleared, no wheezes, no crackles, no accessory muscle use for breathing, cardiovascular, normal as one as two, no gout, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS claims normal sensation is mostly intact, period. A foot exam was done, and that was normal, period. There's trace edema in mycotic nails. But pulses are palpable at 2+, sensation is intact, motor strength is normal, there's no ulcers, gangrene, or other lesions, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Castle is stable with respect to his chronic diastolic heart failure, period. Now, I was giving you LASIX, I'll send you Sinopril 20 milligrams daily. At this point, he does not need a diuretic. Two, he has COPD, and it will add albuterol HLFA, 2+ every 6 hours, CRM. In paragraph three, he has hypertension controlled with the lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, plus amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, period. 5, yes. Schizophrenia, believed to be paranoid type, and it will continue oxcarbamazepine 300 milligrams BID plus olanzapine 5 milligrams as needed. Plus Haldol 2 milligrams TID plus benztropine 1 milligram BID, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.